Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The animated feature film, The Croods, has a kind of crude charm. Yes, there's lots of punching and smacking, fighting, rolling around, chasing, ugly faces, insults, and did we say fighting? And that's just the crude family of cavemen, or is it cave persons, and doesn't include the prehistoric creatures. Admittedly, I resisted seeing The Croods. It was a case of 3D animation feature overload. Also, I may have been wondering how The Croods could improve upon TV's The Flintstones. For me, the tabla rasa of prehistoric humor. So, I saw The Croods in 2D. After all, it was $17 for Oz the Great and Powerful, which wasn't. And while The Croods doesn't have the wink-wink, nod-nod jokes, double entendre jibes, and snarky dialogue of most contemporary animated features, parents nonetheless will be impressed with the quality of the DreamWorks animated feature. I was pleasantly surprised by The Croods. It will be enjoyed by the under 10 crowd. My favorite line in The Croods is when Gran Crude describes her first love, quote, "He was a hunter, I was a gatherer," unquote. The Croods is gorgeous to view when the journey to the huge Twin Peak Mountains starts. The colors are vivid, the flora and fauna are delightful, the sense is that of a Maxfield Parrish painting. The characters are something to behold, the skin textures, hairstylings, and those chic cavemen fur-covered outfits are wonderfully detailed. The facial expressions are very believable. Nicolas Cage is especially great voicing Grug, the father Crude. Less memorable but fine are the voices of Ryan Reynolds as Guy, the boyfriend, and Emma Stone as Eep, the daughter, who is more or less the film's protagonist. In supporting voice roles for the Croods clan are Catherine Keener as Ugga, Cloris Leachman as Bran, Clark Duke as Flunk, Chris Sanders as Belt, and Randy Tom as Sandy. The symphonic score with original music by Alan Silvestri enhances the quest. The film is written and directed by Kirk D'Amico, who did Space Chimps, and Chris Sanders, who did How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch. Based on a story by D'Amico, Sanders, and John Cleese of Monty Python fame. The screenplay hits on a number of key points without which civilization would not have marched forward. Fire, flying, shoes, and yes, pets. And you can't have a civilization without being civil. Even the Crude family realizes this. The movie theater lobby poster for The Croods trumpets, The Journey Begins. So expect a sequel. The Croods is a big hit. DreamWorks, you might say, struck crude oil. This is one family I would like to see evolve. The Croods is MPAA rated PG for some scary action. Opening April 12 is 42. With the start of Major League Baseball season, here's one to root for. It's a biopic based on the story of Jackie Robinson and is breaking the so-called color barrier when he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Chadwick Boseman plays Robinson. Harrison Ford plays Dodgers exec Branch Ritchie. Scary Movie 5. You know the drill. A send-up of horror movies. What's really scary is that Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan star in this one. To the wonder, all you need to know about this film is that iconoclastic director Terrence Malick is in charge. Did you see The Tree of Life, which he also directed? Oh, and To the Wonder stars Ben Affleck, Olga Kurylenko, Javier Bardem, and Rachel McAdams. This review is dedicated to the memory of Roger Ebert, the well-known and highly regarded newspaper and television film critic who died April 4 at age 70. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.